This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
During 2006, over 38,000 incidences of spousal violence were reported to police across Canada. This represents approximately 15% of all police reported violent incidences. There has, however, been a steady decline in police-reported spousal violence over the 9-year period from 1998 to 2006. Women continue to be the most likely victims of police-reported spousal violence, accounting for 83% of victims compared to 17% of males. This holds true for every province and territory across Canada. When children and youth are victims of family violence, parents are the most commonly identified perpetrators. In 2006, 107 of every 100,000 children and youth were physically or sexually assaulted by a parent.
As a proportion of all violent incidents, spousal violence reported to police was more prevalent in Nunavut and Quebec at 20% each, and lowest in British Columbia, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick at 8% each. But the tragic deaths of a family 2 years ago in a murder-suicide perpetrated by the father, Peter Lee, led first to a coroner's inquest, then 14 recommendations for change from that inquest, and most recently to an announcement of government action by British Columbia's Minister of Public Safety, Solicitor General Cash Heed. We're joined in the studio by Leonard Krogh, who is the New Democratic Party MLA for the Nanaimo constituency and opposition critic for the Attorney General in the British Columbia Legislative Assembly, and by Anne Spilker, Executive Director at Haven Society, a Nanaimo-based nonprofit that provides services to women, children, youth, and families in the Mid-Island region who have experienced violence. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Leonard Krogh, the Solicitor General, announced on January the 18th, 2010, that he was able to help victims of domestic violence by leading systemic change, specifically mentioning better training, standardized policy, more coordination, and prevention. What are your thoughts about what has been promised and what is happening?
Well, firstly, we have to accept that you mentioned very specifically these are reported incidents of domestic violence. We know that a great deal of domestic violence goes unreported, so we have to start from that basis. And so far as the government's response is concerned, I didn't hear any announcement of the kinds of resources that are necessary to talk about implementing systemic change. It's kind of like praying. You hope that there'll be a result. But unless you actually undertake to do something, probably not much is going to change. And I cynically say that I think this is a good news announcement without any real substance.
Anne Spilker, you're the director of a community-based organization that responds to needs related to domestic violence. What are your reactions to what the government has announced?
Well, one of the things, of course, that happens, domestic violence often gets in the news because something terrible happens. And so that's really hard. And the second thing is that, as Leonard says, a lot of domestic violence goes unreported. And sometimes some of the most dangerous offenses go unreported because women really feel that there is no response unless something really bad happens, or the response they get is not adding to their safety. We know from statistics that women who are police involved are usually at higher risk of greater violence. So as a society, we have not been successful in keeping women and children safe on the whole. And I think that, we know that the number of beds we have in transition houses around the province are not enough. And yet, at this point, we do not know, what's happening with our contracts, if there will be cuts, if there will be more money. One of the things we were told is that there really isn't money for prevention, which is very scary to us. And yet, the whole idea that the government is talking about it and gives us an opportunity to talk about it, I think, is a good thing.
Mm. Leonard Krogh, back to you. An inquest was held into the deaths of Peter Lee, his wife, Sunny, her parents, and six-year-old son, Christian Lee, in what was a multiple murder-suicide in Oak Bay 2 years ago. That inquest made 14 recommendations, one of which was the development of a single domestic violence unit across all provincial jurisdictional lines and including all agencies and services. What are your thoughts about this recommendation and the government's response, which I gather was to establish a domestic violence police unit in Victoria?
Well, I think you've said it all. In Victoria, domestic violence is not limited to the city of Victoria. The other problem is it's all well and good to talk about a province-wide approach, but the fact is you have numerous jurisdictions across the province. The city of Victoria has its own police force. Saanich has its own police force. Vancouver has its own police force. Much of the province is served by the RCMP. The fact is that I appreciate that there are some enormous difficulties with all of that, but you can't talk about a province-wide approach when you have a multitude of various police forces, and that's just the first start of it. It's about not just the police involvement, it's about having programs in place that Anne talked about that protect women, that give them a safe, secure place to go, or indeed male victims of domestic violence. I mean, it does happen. But if you don't have programs in place, programs to assist the perpetrators to try and solve the issues that lead them to commit these acts of violence, policing's at the other end of the scale. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in prevention. I'm interested in prosecution, but I'm interested in having people safe, and particularly the thousands of people in British Columbia who don't report that they're victims of violence.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Brad today. We're joined in the studio by Leonard Krogh, who is the New Democratic Party MLA for the Nanaimo constituency and opposition critic for the Attorney General in the British Columbia Legislative Assembly, and by Ann Spilker, Executive Director at Haven Society, a Nanaimo-based nonprofit that provides services to women, children, youth, and families in the Mid-Island region who have experienced violence. We're talking about domestic violence in British Columbia, most specifically the government's response to the recommendations of a recent coroner's inquest looking into five deaths that occurred in Oak Bay 2 years ago. Ann Spilker, what is the most important thing the government needs to do right now as a response to the problem of domestic violence in British Columbia?
Well, I think there's, you know, more than one thing. I think one is that services need to be funded appropriately, and, you know, agencies are to be given some stability so that they can plan for the future and the services they're providing. I think the second thing is that we need to begin to look at domestic violence and the services we provide overall. And I think there's some really creative ways to work. And I think that it would be really good for the government to talk to us rather than just have us talk to them, and to have a dialogue rather than, you know, telling us what we can and can't do. And, you know, how can we have a dialogue about this? We have 30 years of experience. You know, the anti-violence movement's been around a long time. So what about talking to us? We have great ideas. And I think the other piece is, you know, how are we working with perpetrators? What does it mean? We've gotten very far, for instance, with smoking. We have learned, you know, as a society, we've changed our attitude about smoking. Rather than everybody has a right to smoke, we now look at smoking. It's not okay socially. Why can't we do that for, it's not okay to beat your partner? Mm. Like, how, you know, can't we have the same kind of movement for that? Like, that's, you know, where some of my questions are, I guess. Sorry, I get a bit passionate.
You recently told the Nanaimo Daily News that, quote, this is a hugely complex issue that needs a diverse, multi-pronged approach all across the province, unquote. Why is the issue of domestic violence so complex?
Well, because it involves a lot of things. It involves economics, like when women are poor, you know, like you're either going to feed your kids and stay with an abusive partner, or you're going to leave and you're not going to be able to feed your kids three meals a day. What are you going to choose? You know, there is the thing that women love their partners. You know, the person isn't all bad. So what are we, you know, how are we working with families to change behavior? You know, how kids love their dads. You know, how So I think it is a very complex issue. You know, people decide where to be violent. People decide what's going to be noticeable. You know, where you can hit a person so it's not, doesn't show. You know, there's lots of things around status. You know, do you want people you work to know you're being beaten? Probably not. You know, do you want your partner to go to jail? Probably not. So it's very complex.
Leonard Krogh, you're the opposition critic for the Ministry of the Attorney General. The government says it's conducting a comprehensive review of the Family Relations Act to assess its usefulness in responding to domestic violence. What are your thoughts on that process?
With the greatest respect, I can't imagine how a statutory change to the Family Relations Act, which deals with the division of property of married spouses and custody and access for couples, whether they be common law or married, and related application may make to court, is going to have a profound impact on this issue. I'd be very intrigued to see or hear exactly what the Attorney General or the Solicitor General may be talking about. I mean, frankly, it's a bit of a red herring in my view. I don't think it will be anything substantive, nor would I expect it to be contained in that statute to be anything substantive.
We have just a moment left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Anne Spilker.
Well, you know, I'm really thinking about systemic change and how do we bring that about. And I know the government is spending $25,000 on a task force. Task forces usually look what's happened in the past and, you know, like how can we move forward? How can we look at, you know, what's really important in the lives of families?
Leonard Krogh.
You know, at the guts of a fair bit of this, we have to remember and accept that children who witness violence are more likely to perpetrate it themselves. And so if you don't break the cycle, then we just guarantee that another generation of people are going to beat their spouses, harm their children, and that will continue. And, you know, at some point we have to make a societal commitment to break the chain.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, both of you, for taking the time to come in and join us for this discussion today.
You're welcome.
Leonard Krogh is the New Democratic Party MLA for the Nanaimo constituency and opposition critic for the Attorney General in the British Columbia Legislative Assembly. And Spilker is executive director at Haven Society, a Nanaimo-based nonprofit organization that provides services to women, children, youth, and families in the Mid-Island region who have experienced violence. Every year, over 2,500 women and children in the mid-Vancouver Island area seek support from Haven Society to deal with issues of physical and sexual abuse and violence.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.